This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you were listening to the news during the break, folks, you see the charades taking place in this country once again concerning Obamacare. You have the left divided against the right, only to divide the American people. We heard the left talk about how many millions of people are going to be pulled off of health care, as if to suggest there's a lawful order anywhere or a mandate anywhere in the Constitution of the United States that has been delegated to what you would call the left to mandate something called Obamacare to basically take away from them that work and pay their taxes and reallocate them to them that don't work, folks. You know, it sounds familiar, but I just want to remind you that Jesus said if you don't work, you don't eat. And that's exactly what should be inscripted above these buildings, friends. And it should be inscripted in every man and every woman's heart that if you don't work, you don't eat. So where is it government's job to steal away from people like me and you that work 24/7, literally, friends, in some cases, to make sure that people that don't work are provided for? Concerning their education, concerning their health care, concerning cash in their pockets. They don't have it, friends. It's never been delegated by we the people to these representatives. They're playing outside of their scope of authority, which makes them unlaw concerning the topics, concerning the bills that they're passing, which means those that are passing them are outlaws. That means, friends, in layman's terms, criminals, period. And then you hear the right as you would hear it, friends. Oh, you know, the deception started 7 years ago concerning Obamacare and health care. Well, that's true. But the fact of the matter, for the time that Barack Hussein Obama was allotted to be in office, he was given a pass by the American people to do at will what he so chose to do. And he did it. And the American people are led to believe that he can do whatever he wants to do. And again, friends, that is just not the truth. And when you take the time to know the law, you're going to deal with these people in such a fashion. What we have been talking about, friends, over the last couple days is none other than felons or criminals masquerading as mayors in sanctuary cities. I've literally topicked that topic concerning the mayors and their corruption, and we've spent 4 days. Now, this will be the fourth day that we're talking about it, but I also brought up, when we were highlighting these criminals masquerading as mayors in sanctuary cities, I also brought up the fact that many of these mayors, friends, are anti-gunners, and we're going to be highlighting that in just a couple of moments. Again, keep in mind that many of these anti-gun mayors, well, we found out that the anti-gun mayors are criminals themselves, guilty as charged within their own ranks of such crimes as tax evasion, extortion, accepting bribes, child pornography, trademark counterfeiting, perjury. One demigod mayor was even convicted of assaulting a police officer. Folks, these people are out of hand. They are out of hand, and they are out of control, and the only way that they're brought back into control is when the American people get a hold of their government, because, again, we are the government in this country. I woke up this morning with a thought, and I thought, okay, why are we thinking about this, Lord? And what was running through me is all war falls to the lot of them that refuse the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. Just think about that. All war falls to the lot of them that refuse to obey the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. Read Psalm 9:17. So the lot of those that depart wickedly from God are those that are at war with God, which creates war. There's spiritual warfare and there's a natural warfare. First in the spirit and then the natural. And then when you take that again over to none other than Noah Webster, he was the one that said that all miseries and evils which men suffer from, listen to me carefully, all the miseries and evils which men suffer from, not some, not in part, but all the miseries and evils which men suffer from, vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war, proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. And then I started to think to myself, you know, isn't it interesting? And I don't know why this came back. It could be a bunny trail for somebody out there. Someone needs to eat what I'm about to share with you, because we know that we live by not by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. I remember some time back, there was an individual that had a preacher that was pretty well-versed, by the way, to his credit. And the show host was a reprobate, fallen, ignorant individual who the world praises as a wise man. He was on HBO. This was just in passing, too, just for the record, because I don't watch TV. Psalm 101, verse 3. Why would I set any of that wicked stuff in front of my eyes? Just not going to do it. David didn't, neither should we. So in saying that, this individual was mocking the Word of God and saying, you know, the Old Testament says this is what you're supposed to do with adulterers and fornicators and so on and so forth. Isn't that a little bit harsh? And I started thinking about it today. And what started running through me is what I'm going to share with you. Isn't it interesting that those that are actually the ones advocating the crimes against mankind are those that disobey God? And Scripture tells us just the opposite to Christians. This is my commandment, that you love one another, right? Yep, true that. But also this, by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. But these people, they like to put to God, He who actually gave law, against crime to preserve not only our souls but also our spirits in obedience to them. By grace we are saved through faith, and that not of ourselves. It's the gift of God, Ephesians 2:8. But they'll say such thing as, don't you think that's pretty harsh that God would say this is what you're supposed to do to a fornicator or an adulterer? Now, fornication, friends, also comes up in 1 Corinthians 6:9, and this is a great topic. Now, is it not interesting that it tells us in 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9, it says that all fornicators shall have their part in the lake of fire. They have no inheritance into the kingdom of God, is what it says. But these advocate that God's too harsh on crime. Now, listen to this, because they strain at the gnat and they swallow the big camel. God's so harsh, almost mocking the lawgiver. But isn't it interesting that Hollywood teaches young people how to be promiscuous, to commit the act of fornication, sex before marriage? And then when that child or that young girl or that boy together, well, they impregnate, okay? They are now with child. Isn't it interesting? These people that mock God's law are the first ones to advocate the abortion of that child. So therefore, it's okay for them to choose to kill the child and then condemn God for showing the consequence of those that violate God's moral law. If you can hear what I just told you, praise God, you got the gift. We'll be right back.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back under the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
What I like most about Bradley Dean Ministries is that it doesn't really bother him if it would be offensive to someone or someone would take it the wrong way. He just very confidently always speaks the gospel.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, 5-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Well, that was food for thought anyways. By the way, friends, if this is the first time listening to the radio show, the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over to our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1 for what it is worth, BradleyDean1, and or my Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean. Folks, I want to tell you something about Facebook. You want to talk about censoring and suppressing information, friends? Here you have it. Facebook is just outdoing themselves. On average, I've shared with you concerning our traffic, we went from 700,000 the very first month on sonsoflibertymedia.com to bumping almost a million visits per month on that page within the first three months. All of a sudden, we started to notice a downhill slide taking place, and I said something's going on with Facebook. Something's going on with Twitter. Something's going on with Google. It was told to me, well, Bradley, that's just a conspiracy. We found out the very month that Facebook was, in fact, suppressing and censoring speech. And interestingly enough, I've been watching my page go from, we have about 552,000 active followers on sonsoflibertymedia.com and Bradley Dean. But what's interesting about it, friends, is you can really tell that someone in the background is definitely messing with our stuff. And again, lo and behold, go do a Google search. Former Facebook staffer says conservative news is deliberately suppressed. Now that's a crime, America. You heard me right. That is a crime. So I encourage you to go to the websites that I just highlighted, friends, for the very fact that Facebook, Google, and Twitter don't want you going over there. Why? Because it exposes them for who they are. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. By the way, if you'd like to jump online at any time, you may do so, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that This is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Now, moving on, we've been talking about over the last 3 days, now the fourth day, criminals masquerading as mayors in sanctuary cities, folks. It's interesting, just like what I highlighted during the first segment. Folks, they strain at the gnat and they swallow the camel. They act as if they're in lawful standing when in fact they're violating the law. They're using the law against the law, and that is what communists do, friends. And the end for them and everybody that tolerates them is not good. The demise, to paint a picture, friends, look to history, because there you have it. Moving forward, one of the things that I was talking about is these mayors, as they like to call themselves, really what they are is criminal actors acting as politicians or representatives of we the people. Criminals masquerading as mayors in sanctuary cities. We're also talking about safety and security. We talked about what was going on in Denmark and Germany and Sweden, England and Wales, Belgium, UK, USA, and so on and so forth. And then even going to the southern border, friends. And we actually gave the American people the opportunity to see what the facts are, because they stand in direct contradiction of what these criminal mayors are actually advocating. You know, and it's also interesting. I think I need to just kind of bring this in before we start rocking this. But I'd actually posted this morning. This is Taslima Nasrin. It's a live feed. And I said, here's History 101, and the actors that Americans have accepted as representatives are the ones alluring them into America illegally on your taxpayers' dime. Read Deuteronomy 28:50 when you get a moment. But this woman said, terrorists are not misinterpreting the Quran. It's clearly written in the Quran that non-Muslims must be killed. Secularists to defend Islam have never studied Quran. Quran, Islam, is the root cause of all terrorism. Of course, it is, because it's the doctrine of devils, 1 Timothy 4:1. Now, the reason I brought that up is because it was what we were talking about yesterday, and it does coincide and correlate with what we're talking about even now. Line upon line, precept upon precept. Same trunk, maybe a different branch. But now, when I posted this, what I got was a guy. I'll give you his first name. I'll just say Mr. J. Posted. This is what he posted when I posted her quote. He said, Muslims are not terrorists. He said, a factual look at terrorism and Islam. Go to Huffington Post. Oh my goodness. I said, you have got to be kidding me. I said, you can't make this stuff up, friends. I said, the fruit of indoctrination of America's public schools is right in front of you. I said, Mr. J, you get an A+ for ignorance today. I said, congratulations. He said this, not ignorant, I just refuse to drink the Kool-Aid from which gives you a limited view on things. So what I did is I posted all the facts concerning the fruits of those that call themselves Muslims in all the countries that we highlighted yesterday. And, of course, we didn't hear back from him after that because, again, facts are stubborn things. Then he went on, Mr. J did, talking to the Muslims. He said the Muslims here in America are they're a law-abiding people. They're a law-abiding people, yeah, that are bleeding the American people for every dime they can get. And the only reason that they haven't, for the most part, been violent towards we the people is because they understand they can't bring a knife to a gunfight. And what's also interesting, folks, is I posted right after his stupid statement that Muslims here in America are being law-abiding, is what he said. That's exactly how he said it. The Muslims here in America are being law-abiding. Okay, this is the fruit of the up-and-coming generation, America. Accepting, tolerant, they've been conditioned, and I have warned 1.5 million times that they've been subjected to everything and protected from nothing. And nobody complain about, and nor can they complain about the likes of a Mr. J, because they are the fruits of those that sit back and do nothing about the problem. So what I did is, after he said the Muslims here in America are being law-abiding, he said, I posted after St. Cloud Mall attack, where a Muslim walked in there and he took a knife and he randomly, you can watch it on video if you like, go to St. Cloud Mall attack in the state of Minnesota, and you can watch the video of this Muslim that took a knife, put it in his hand, and started randomly stabbing people. And what he didn't know is that there was an off-duty police officer that shot him several times, and you can watch him bleed out on video, friends. And the article that came after that was after St. Cloud Mall attack, Muslim community fears retaliation. They should. Because your doctrine of devils are not tolerated in this country by the people. Namely, we, the people. And furthermore, we have been educated to understand that you are here not to assimilate, but to overthrow. And we've heard from several of your radical leaders that that's exactly what you intend to do. And we are going to do with everything within our power to make sure that that doesn't happen, so our kids don't have to deal with the likes of these people, right? Listen to yesterday's radio show. It will expound much more as to what we're talking about even now. So, folks, what I'm trying to tell you right now is you have an up-and-coming generation that is defending these people that mean to overthrow you. And you better get busy, because you are going to either go down in history as blessed or as cursed. Thus far, you're failing the test majorly. That's just a fact. Now, let's jump over to these, again, these mayors, these criminal mayors. And by the way, it is crime. Criminals masquerading as mayors in sanctuary cities. We found that many of these mayors, friends, these anti-gunners, that they are actually criminals themselves. And isn't it interesting, all these anti-gunners that you tolerate through your representative government, I don't know where they got that delegated authority, America, to work against our God-given rights, because I got the Bill of Rights right in front of my face and I can read number 2 very clearly. And there, thou shalt not to those that serve we the people. Not, thou shalt go ahead and do whatever you want to do because now you're in office. But we found out that many of these anti-gunners, these anti-gun mayors, to take it a step further, are criminals. And I'm not just talking about sanctuary cities, friends. I'm also talking about, you know, what's going on concerning other facets of their criminal lifestyles in government. And I hope you don't mind me going back to just yesterday's show for a moment, because it is important for me to make this point. When we were highlighting the mayors yesterday, one of the mayors I didn't have time to get to was the San Francisco mayor, Ed Lee, who had told reporters that nothing's changed for his city following Trump, the law, executive order. Remove Trump, he's there to magnify the law. Okay? He said, I'm here today to say that we're still a sanctuary city, Lee said. We stand by our sanctuary city because we want everybody to feel safe and utilize the services that they deserve, including education and health care. Now, when I come back, I want to highlight something that Ed didn't want you to know about, and then we're going to go on to these anti-gunner mayors. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. We're going to start rocking this, friends. Again, we've been talking about these criminal masquerading as mayors in sanctuary cities. I wanted to highlight one of the things that, well, we got to the quote, but I did a little homework this morning before I finished my column, and I wanted you to catch this, again, because they talk out of both sides of their mouth, and they want you to pay attention to what they say, not what they do. They always want you to look the direction they point, but always look the other direction, friends, because that's what they're doing. What they say and what they do are two different things. So read Matthew 23, verse 3 when you get a moment. San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee told reporters that nothing has changed for his city following Trump's executive order. Let's get Trump out of the way. Trump is there to magnify the law like any other representative, including these criminal mayors. Okay? So they are trying to set themselves against, Donald Trump, and Donald Trump's against them. Don't fall for it. We're ruled by law, not by which one wins the game or the one that you like the most. But he said, Mayor Ed Lee said, I'm here today to say we're still a sanctuary city. He said, we stand by our sanctuary city because we want everybody to feel safe. We want everybody to feel safe. Now, does anybody remember Kate Steinle? Does anybody remember this young lady? See, because Ed wants you to do your best to forget about Kate and her family. Because if you remember right, Kate was in San Francisco, and a guy by the name of Juan Francisco Lopez Sanchez, who is an illegal immigrant and a repeat felon, who was deported back to Mexico on five different occasions, shot Kate to death. Did you hear what I said? Kate was shot randomly by Juan Francisco Lopez Sanchez, who is an illegal immigrant and a repeat felon who was deported back to Mexico five different times. These are these sanctuary cities and the criminal mayors, friends. Kate was shot, this beautiful young girl was shot. Well, Ed wanted to lead you on to believe that he knows better and he speaks for everybody in San Francisco when he said we stand by our sanctuary city because we want everybody to feel safe. Just forget about Kate, who was shot by Juan Francisco Lopez Sanchez, who is an illegal immigrant that was allured into America by the likes of these criminals called mayors, namely Ed Lee in San Francisco in this particular case. A repeat felon who was deported five times back to Mexico wants everybody in San Francisco to forget the fruits of those that call themselves immigrants, undocumented immigrants, friends. Deported five times, shoots Kate randomly for no reason whatsoever, shoots her dead. And the mayor there wants you to believe that everybody's safe there. And it was exactly what we were talking about yesterday, and again we find out that the opposite is true. Well, keep in mind, I brought up the fact that many of these mayors, these criminal mayors, as you want to accept them as mayors, they're criminals, I want to let you know, and until you start talking that way, nothing's going to change. But what I do want you to remember, friends, is many of them are anti-gunners. So as they're pulling in these illegals that are committing the crimes against innocent people in America, keep in mind that many of these mayors also want to disarm you before the illegals. And I just highlighted one for you for Kate. And how a guy, an illegal immigrant that came into America, was deported five times, but he came back into America because of the likes of those mayors that are alluring them back on your dime to cover their health care, to cover their insurance, friends, to cover their education. Indoctrination is really what it is. But we also learned that these criminal mayors, many of them are also anti-gun mayors. And again, what I said during the first segment is that many of these anti-gun mayors, and by the way, I don't care that they're anti-gun, I just don't want them spewing their lies out onto the American people. So that's what we're doing, is combating that. We found out that the anti-gun mayors are criminals themselves, many of them guilty as charged, within their own ranks of such crimes as tax evasion, extortion, accepting bribes, child pornography, trademark counterfeiting, perjury, and again, one demigod mayor who thought he was above the law was even convicted of assaulting a police officer. Man, isn't it interesting that many of these anti-gunners, again, that call themselves your representatives, representative special interest groups, which are foreign to we the people in our law in this country, isn't it interesting that they themselves are armed? But let's go back to these mayors. It's important that you hear who they really are, because they don't want you to know who they really are. For example, New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg organized mayors against illegal guns. Against illegal guns, but not against illegal immigrants who don't ask for permits to get guns to kill innocent people in San Francisco, right? No! Bradley, oh, whoa. Whoa, what do I say to that? I better start calling Bradley Dean names now because he just exposed me for who I am. And there's nothing that I can say because Bradley's left my jaw on the floor with no gainsay. Yeah, because you didn't think about it, but I did. But think about this. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg organized mayors against illegal guns. By the way, he has an entourage of armed Secret Service protecting him from you, the people in New York, that put up with this garbage, or you did, because he wants to enhance gun restrictions on citizens city by city. It must be for the good of us. These are also the same people that advocate the murder of the innocent in the womb. Don't forget about that. Don't forget about the fact that they're the ones that are advocating the rewriting of our Constitution, which doesn't need to be rewritten. It needs to be reread, America, to put these guys in jail where they belong. Michael Bloomberg created this group called the Second Amendment Foundation. Notice again the name. It sounds seeker-friendly, friends. It sounds, well, it sounds constitutional. Michael Bloomberg created this group to further his personal agenda of public disarmament, explained SAF founder and executive vice president Alan M. Gottlieb. But within the ranks of his own organization, our research has found several politicians who have been convicted of various serious crimes, thus making it impossible for them to finish their terms. Well, I didn't hear about that. Well discovered, he said. One mayor convicted of perjury and embezzlement. These are the anti-gunner mayors now. Another who was convicted of attempted child molestation, and we're also dealing with the mayor in Seattle now, who's all about his sanctuary city, and right after he started bragging about it, all of a sudden these crime allegations concerning pedophilia, his crimes against children, surfaced. Another mayor was convicted of attempted child molestation, and yet another who was convicted of assault and racketeering. There was also another one that was convicted of bribery, fraud, and money laundering, and another who was convicted of domestic violence. In short, Gottlieb said, many of these elitists, they call themselves politicians, can no longer even own firearms. By the way, friends, lawfully.
Oh my gosh.
Their whole objective, say they, is to make the streets safer from crime, is to suggest, or as if to suggest, that criminals like that of the guy in San Francisco that killed this innocent girl that was deported five times, who was here illegally, came into America, as if he was going to go ask somebody for a permit, or if he was going to go into a store, or again, as if to suggest he was going to walk into a store, a gun store, and actually try to buy a gun legally. That wasn't going to go over. By the way, you ever talk to some of these guys at these gun stores? They're not the sort that you want to mess with. I like that. I like that. But isn't it interesting, the very people that they say they mean to disarm are the very people themselves that are convicted of crime where they themselves can't even own guns, but yet they're armed to protect themselves, aren't they? Think about everything I just said, friends, because I meant to say it. Perhaps Bloomberg should worry about background checks on his colleagues rather than the law-abiding gun owners, said Mr. Gottlieb. 15 mayors worked with Bloomberg and Boston Mayor Thomas Menino to set up the organization to restrict guns. The group said it wanted to make cities safer by cracking down on illegal guns. But again, keep in mind, these are the mayors with sanctuary cities illegally bringing in those that mean they're sworn enemies of America to take us down. They're advocates for that, but they want to make the streets safer for us, friends. So guns are not purchased by criminals. I mean, you want to talk about confusion? Hey, I can see right through this. This is like the sun shining on a cloud-free day to me. I know it's cloudy to some of you, but it's really that clear to me. Who's responsible for what's going on here? It's not about stopping crime. It's about disarming those that can remove them or expose them or deal with them or have the power to throw them in jail. They want to be so liberated that they can go ahead and commit crime wherever and whenever they want to without the consequence of law being enforced against them. Ask any dictator, man. That's what they first do. Matter of fact, where we're seeing yesterday, we were talking about the sanctuary cities, and you look at all these foreign nations that we were talking about, these crime rates that just skyrocketed when these illegals came in. Of course. Of course, friends. That's exactly what's going to happen. But keep in mind, they disarmed them people before they actually brought them in. They say they want to trace data for law enforcement efforts, and they want lawmakers to fix gaps and loopholes in laws that make it far too easy for criminals and other prohibited purchasers to get guns. You ready for this? The group boasts that it has grown to more than 725 mayors in 40 states. How deep are we in corruption, friends? This is the numbers, and it could be completely, folks, over the top, blown out of proportion. 725 mayors in 40 states.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I think it was a very excellent meeting. The information was excellent on the Constitution, and every American needs to hear this, especially the young people. They need to hear this. This is stuff that should be taught in the schools.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indie Hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie Hammered Knives. Custom knives made in America.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Talking about criminals masquerading as mayors. All week we've been talking about the sanctuary cities and the crimes that they're committing against we the people and who they're subjecting you to and who's committing crimes against we the American people. Now we were talking about also how they're talking about they want to keep the city safer when in fact the opposite is true. And what we're doing now is an expose on criminal acts of anti-gun mayors. I mean, this should concern everybody in this country, don't you think, America? It should concern everybody that, well, they've embellished the numbers, I'm certain of it. This group that we've been talking about boasts that has grown to more than 725 mayors in 40 states. Now, of course, this is embellished. It's blown way out of proportion, I'm sure of it. Because it comes from a sodomite New York mayor, former mayor Michael Bloomberg, who started an organization called the Second Amendment Foundation. Again, pay attention to the name. But what we found out is that many of these anti-gunner mayors are criminals. Why are they still in office, friends? Why are they still there? You know what I love about this? Is the fact that I'm speaking now to the responsible party for all of those things that you blame corrupt politicians for. which again merely falls to the lot of each one of us in this country, individually and then corporately before God, heaven, and man. Because we can't blame Donald Trump, we can't blame Hillary Clinton, we can't blame corrupt James Comey, we can't blame, folks, you can't blame Paul Ryan. You got to look in the mirror and take responsibility to right the wrongs. Because, friends, there's no better way of saying this. They're only doing what you let them get away with. And why are they getting away with what you let them get away with? Because you don't pull the curtain back. See, they get you asking the wrong questions, and guess what? They don't have to worry about giving you the right answers, and they don't. They continuously lie to you. And this isn't like it just happens sporadically. This happens every day in America. You're inundated with the state-controlled narrative, folks, bought and paid for by the CIA to continuously inundate you, to oppress you, to put fear in you of corruption, to put everything in you, confusion, confusion of face, Daniel 9:24 comes to my mind right now, and just it goes on and on and on. This is every day, every minute you're listening to the news. How much of it is good news, or even good news in the sense of how many politicians do you see being brought to the light to the state-controlled narrative for their crimes against we the people and thrown in for prison at least for the crimes that they've committed against the laws of our Constitution? You don't hear that news. You just hear oppression. And you end up confused. And again, I said during the last segment, and I say it again, it may be a cloudy day for you, but I can see it like there's no clouds in the air and the sun is shining. It's about as simple as it gets as to the responsible party and what's going on here. You've got a bunch of grown-ups that have nearly played the system and played the American people, where they've actually perfected the craft. And then what they do is they create policy in peace, and then they destroy. Whoa, that sounds familiar. Tells us in the book of Daniel that he would prosper by using the policy of peace. And it's not a policy of peace, friends, in the way that you may think of it. And again, keep in mind, the word policy is there. I'm going to go there right now because I want to give you the exact scripture. And I want you to hear this because we're getting pulled to this right now. It's Daniel 8:25. And it tells us, friends, again, here's some answers to the problem. And through his policy, not law, and through, and it says his policy, this would be the Antichrist, an Antichrist. There's many Antichrists, okay, friends? Read 1 John 2 when you get a moment. But Daniel 8:25 says, and through his policy also he shall craft you prosper in his hand, and he shall magnify himself in his heart, just like these corrupt politicians, and by peace shall destroy many. And what he'll do, it doesn't apply to one man, it applies to all of those, friends. He shall also stand up against the prince of priests, prince of princes, that being of the Christ, but the Bible tells us the end in Daniel 8:25. But he shall be broken without hand. Of course, that's always the fruit. But just think about how many people are allowed to be destroyed by these corrupt ones. I mean, folks, you've already got on your record, on your ledger, 57 million babies. 57 million babies murdered because the government said so, that it was okay. And you've submitted to that more than the God that you say you and profess that you love. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Going back to these criminal acts of anti-gun mayors, and again, what are they doing? They're trying to prosper their policy through craft, and they want it to prosper in their hand. They magnify themselves against God by trying to tear away at his law, and that's what they're doing. And by peace shall destroy many, because the people let him do so, let me add. And at the end of the day, history teaches us that they'll be broken without hand. And they will be. But again, what I'm trying to say is, if you look at dictators of the past, look at how many people submitted to them to do the things that they did, and they got away with it. How many people were destroyed before they actually dealt with the tyrant, or God himself did? Millions and millions and millions of people. Talking about exposed criminal acts of anti-gunner mayors. They said they want to make the city safer, when in fact they're the criminals. The group, again, boasts that it has grown to more than 725 mayors in 40 states. SAF is publicizing mayors who have run into their own troubles. If you'd like to see an itemized ledger of their crimes, folks, it's pretty interesting. Michael Bloomberg, former mayor, has been campaigning to turn gun owners into criminals. That's exactly what he's trying to do. That's exactly what you're being taught today. Listen again. Michael Bloomberg has been campaigning to turn gun owners into criminals, said Gottlieb. He said the criminals in his own ranks were engaged in such activities, again, as tax evasion, extortion, accepting bribes, again, child pornography, trademark counterfeiting, perjury. These are the ones that they were merely exposed for, friends. How many others weren't they exposed for? One who's convicted of assaulting a police officer. And these people have the audacity to smear law-abiding gun owners as potential criminals. Simply because they exercise their constitutional right to keep and bear arms. By the way, that is the purpose of those that represent we the people again. Gottlieb said he should pay more attention to what his friends are up to than worry about the gun owners he's been trying to demonize. So, folks, it's time to meet these mayors with the terms of law and on the terms of law and what it says, rather than listening to the voice of these criminals. Mayor Michael Bloomberg, former, and his mayors against illegal guns. So who are the criminals? America's 80 million law-abiding gun owners or Mayor Bloomberg's gang of gun-grabbing politicians? And keep in mind, many of these supposed self-proclaimed elitist politicians, they can no longer own firearms lawfully, but you better bet your bottom dollar they do own them. Or at least they have one on loan, right? Maybe that's why they don't want you to own one either, but don't be deceived, America. They're armed. I spend so much time on this radio program clarifying so many issues. And I can tell you right now, what I'm sharing with you right now, once again, is ahead of the curve. And there's going to be a day where you're going to say, and you're going to remember, I remember when I heard this on the sonsoflibertyradio.com, but I didn't really take it for a grain of salt because I was armed at that particular time. I was okay at that particular time. And thinking you're okay and still refusing to deal with those that have been called out in their crimes as if to suggest that one day they're just going to get good and they're going to remove themselves and they're going to be good behind closed doors and when they're not incumbent anymore, they're going to become good guys. No. Go look to the Nuremberg trials of May of 1945 and how many of those criminals that killed millions of their own people and people without and within, that they weren't sorry for a thing that they did. And again, these are not the type of people that you can save. These are the type of people that you must lawfully remove. So again, America, I've been faithful. Your blood is off my hands. I do what I know to do on a 24/7 basis when I'm on this radio show. Lord, in the morning, what is it that you want me to hit? What do you want me to talk about? What do you want me to show the people? And always show them their offenses towards my throne. Acts 20, verse 21. Again, a message, America, from heaven is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and believe. We'll talk to you in 23. Love you by what we do. See ya.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.